And today what I thought we'd do is discuss in a little bit more detail about voiceover studio direction. We spoke about it at some length yesterday, shorter one today. Yeah, taking direction. What you need to bear in mind when you are a voiceover actor, or maybe you're a radio presenter or a podcast presenter, whatever it happens to be, how do you take direction? Let's spend a couple of 3 minutes just kind of talking about this, discussing it, and having a bit of a merge of thought on things. And I would suggest that when you take direction in a voiceover situation, you need to pay attention, listen, ask questions, take advice, and generally understand the whole of the process. Now, some directors don't know how to explain things very well, and frankly, it can be a bit of a challenge to interpret what they mean. Some directions may be straightforward. Can we have this a little bit brighter? We'll suggest a lightness in tone and a slightly quicker read. But try and remember or make notes of what you did on different takes of the recording so you can better interpret directions like, OK, we want some of the energy as take 5, but with the sensitivity from take 9. Yeah? That won't mean anything to you unless you've made a few notes about your progress during the course of the different reads of the script during the session. Sometimes you're going to be given really out there directions. You know, someone may say, okay, Peter, can you sound a little bit taller, please, on the next read? Sound a little bit taller? And it's down to you to work out what is meant by that. Now, let's think about that. What could it mean if someone says, can you sound a little bit taller on the next read? Don't know why I put on a funny voice. So maybe it means to read with more authority. Yeah? More stature, more status, more power in the voice. Yeah? It could do, couldn't it? Because if someone is tall, that's how they are looking. And if they're looking tall, you'll imagine them perhaps quite a presence, upstanding, quite literally, erect, holding themselves in a certain way, no giggling at the back, but you know what I mean? And that kind of character and personality and physique is likely to come out in the voice. So maybe that's what the director means. Okay, what about if the director says, can you sound a little bit more, I don't know, purple? Sound a bit more purple? What may that mean? It's up to you to try and work out what they potentially are understanding themselves with the direction that they're giving you. You need to sound a little bit more purple. Now, I'm purposefully kind of leaving this to fester in your mind as you try and cogitate and conjure with that particular direction. What do you think it might mean? Can you sound a bit more purple? Well, think about the colour purple. And it tends to be quite deep, doesn't it? Quite rich. Purple, historically, was a very difficult colour to actually create in palettes and on cloth. So therefore, that is why it is linked with royalty, nobility. Yeah, so we're thinking about richness, we're talking about quality, we're talking about it being a warm colour. So maybe the director is thinking, I want you to speak with warmth, compassion, soft, deep. Where does the royalty and the nobility come in? Maybe the confidence as well in the read. Yeah, so think about those kinds of directions and what they might mean to you. You may interpret those taller and purple rather differently from me, but that's how I would do it. So it's up to you to interpret it, maybe even say back, all right, so what, a little bit more warmth, a little bit more compassion, is that what you're after? Yeah, okay, yeah, I can do that. And then go ahead and do that. And to obviously say, yeah, okay, yeah, I think that might work. Yeah, not a problem. Okay, let's go for that. Give me a second. Let me just compose myself. Okay, here we go. Cool. Bit unusual, that one, wasn't it? Taller, sound taller. Tomorrow, your role as a voice script meaning minor. get out your pickaxe for tomorrow's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.